This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Columbia Tire Sales, Pella Corporation, and Skuring and Utermart. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Van Manen, Seatster, Meyer & Nickel, Crossroads of Pella, and Iowa State Savings Bank. Enjoy the program.
How do mortgages work? In the second part of a 10-part program on health and wealth, let's go in-depth with Amanda Krenz with Community First Credit Union.
Amanda, how did you get into the mortgage business?
My brother. I blame it on my brother.
Your brother?
My brother. He works for Community First Credit Union. He's a regional manager, and a mortgage originator position came open in Indianola and Sheraton. And he contacted me and said, I think you'd be really good at this job, in large part because of communication skills and people skills, which sometimes in the mortgage industry gets lost a little bit because you have a lot of number crunchers and paper pushers. But it's so much about the communication part of it and helping people buy their home and communicating to them throughout the process so that they have the best home buying experience possible. And I think just generally speaking as a person, I am genuine. I'm kind of that Iowa nice, you know, I'm small town Iowa girl, and I bring that to the table too. I care. And it was a big career change for me to go from television journalism after 18 years to mortgage origination, but I've been surprised, pleasantly surprised, at the skills that have really translated from my journalism career to the mortgage industry.
Well, I have to ask where you did your television journalism.
Mostly at WOI, Channel 5, the ABC affiliate in Des Moines, Iowa. I was there in 2003. I came on board as weekend anchor and reporter. I was main anchor for a time, then I was a political correspondent for the last few years that I was there. And then way back when I started my career, I was at KTVO out of the Ottumwa Bureau.
Sure.
So I graduated from Truman State University in Kirksville, Missouri, and started working at the studio there in Kirksville. And when I graduated college, I went from part-time worker in Kirksville to a full-time reporter out of the Ottumwa office.
That's very interesting. So you take those communication skills and you bring them from the screens of our living rooms to just sitting across the table.
Absolutely.
Well, and First Community Credit Union has branches not just in Indianola, beyond.
When I describe people exactly where Community First Credit Unions are at, I say think of the southeast quadrant of the state. If you divide the state into four parts, and that's where the vast majority of our branches are at. I think we're up to 17 or 18 right now. So we go up to Cedar Rapids, that's about as far north and almost as far east as we go, clear down to Sheraton, Centerville, in that area.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, Motor and Auto Group, and Kevin Wadley, CPA. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Knoxville Raceway, and Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham.
I continued my conversation about mortgages with Amanda Krenz with Community First Credit Union.
And Knoxville, Ottumwa.
Pella, Oskaloosa, Grinnell. Yeah, Ottumwa is sort of the home base. That's where we have some of our busiest branches. That's where we started at as a credit union. Used to be John Deere Community Credit Union years ago. So a lot of people might remember that, but I think that's a misconception too, as people think, oh, you have to work someplace specifically to be a member of a certain credit union. Not the case at all, at least not anymore. Anybody can walk in and become a member at Community First and other credit unions too.
Okay, so here I come. I'm walking into the door, meeting you in your office.
Yes.
I'm saying, I want to get a mortgage. Mm-hmm. What are you going to ask me?
I ask people if they've ever had a mortgage before. And what's interesting is if people have had a mortgage before, or maybe if it is their very first one, it's a big step to come in and say, I want to buy a house and I want you to help me through the process. And so I just sit down with them and I have a very candid conversation about, well, tell me about yourself, about your family, about where you're coming from, where you want to go to with this new home purchase, so that I can help you as best I can. I want to know if people have a family. I want to know if they have pets. I want to know what their careers are, what their goals are. It just paints a picture so that we get to know each other a little bit right up front. And I just let them know this is going to be a very detailed, it's a somewhat complicated process, but you let me take care of the hard part and all the paperwork. I will come to you when I have questions or I need something from you. But basically, like, here we go, take my hand. I'm about to guide you through what I hope is a very enjoyable home buying experience. So that's what I just like to set people up with because I want them to be comfortable. And I think so many people go into a mortgage with such trepidation because they don't know a lot about what happens behind the scenes. And that's okay. That's why I am here. That's exactly why I'm here, because there is a lot to it. There's a lot of different moving parts to the mortgage process, but I don't want people to shy away from that. So I feel like if they meet me, they will have a certain comfort level with me, and they'll know that I'm more than just a mortgage originator. I'm going to be a partner with them through that process. So that's why I really enjoy and encourage people just to come and meet me. Let's just have a conversation, and I'm going to do what's best for you.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by Great Western Bank and Sully, American Family Insurance agent Phil Griffin, and Anytime Fitness in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella Regional Health Center, and Marion County Bank.
I continued my conversation about mortgages with Amanda Krenz with Community First Credit Union. Well, and so a mortgage isn't a mortgage isn't a mortgage. It all depends upon what we want with respect to the house.
Like
if we're downsizing or if we're planning on growing a family or just all, it makes a difference in your job?
It should. For me, yes, it absolutely does make a difference. And again, you want to find a loan officer, a mortgage originator who cares about those things. And there are lots of them out there. I know a lot of times for people who are home shopping and they have a realtor, and often the realtor will have business cards of loan officers and they'll say, you know, here you go, go to this person. Great. Use that information. Go talk to that loan officer, but don't stop there. If you just didn't get an awesome feeling from that particular loan officer, shop around. Find somebody that's a good fit for you because it is a very intimate process. I mean, here I am digging into your credit history and your income and your employment, and you want to feel comfortable with that person. So, yes, I think you should absolutely take into account what you want, what your goals are, whether you're an individual or a family, whether you want a bigger house, whether you want to downsize, and find somebody, find a loan officer who really genuinely cares about helping you through that process. And not only that, I'm not here to stick people into a loan product that isn't a good fit. I don't want to do that. You certainly don't want me to do that to you. So there's a trust factor there as well, where understand that I have your best interest in mind, and I think I have some great options for you, and I will help you pick what is the best one for you. Ultimately, you're going to decide, but I will be there to help you. And maybe it's not anything that we have. I hate to say that, because I think we have a lot of great options at the credit union, but I can steer you in other directions to help you out.
I understand exactly what you're saying, and that's very important to me.
Yeah.
But still, I hear that there are people that just get on the internet and do it. That sounds horribly dangerous to me.
That scares me. Yeah. It scares me to think that there are people out there, and you know, don't take this personally if you're one of these people who have done this, but if you've gone on and you have gone to one of these online sites where you can do your entire home loan online over the internet, sure, it's sort of slick and easy, but make sure you're reading the fine print and make sure that you've compared what they are offering you through that service to your, go to your hometown local credit union, go to your local bank, talk to some people in person. I think there, in this day and age, there is that sense of urgency. When somebody finds a house and they know they can go online and they can get a loan, lickety-split, and be done with the loan process in, what, 15, 30 days or something like that, that's very attractive. That's attractive to me, I know, if I find a house that I like. But is that really what's best for you? So that does scare me just a little bit to not have people in our communities going to actual human beings for their mortgages. I also understand that's the way the world is becoming. You know, we're more technologically advanced than we've ever been, and we're concerned about speed and getting things done quickly. So I get the appeal. I absolutely get it. But I just caution people and just make sure that because it is such a detailed process that you're really taking the responsibility upon yourself to read the fine print, because you don't have another human being going through the process with you.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on health and wealth is brought to you in part by the Pella Indoor Pool, Newton Village, Culver's of Pella, and Edward Jones Financial Advisors in Pella. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, IntelliSense of Pella, Community First Credit Union mortgage originator Amanda Krenz, iHealth Solutions, and Mercy Clinics Indianola.
I continued my conversation about mortgages with Amanda Krenz with Community First Credit Union. What's the most important thing that people need to know about getting a mortgage as we enter the new year? Are there things happening, mm-hmm. rates going up, any changes, anything that we should know?
I think what I would tell people is what they are hearing. If they're sort of in tune to the financial world and they keep an eye on the markets and things like that, they're probably hearing that rates are rising, and they're not wrong. I think it's safe to say that rates are rising, but keep that in perspective. So that's what I would say. As we head into this new year, you find out, oh, rates or interest rates are creeping up a little bit. Just keep it in perspective. You know, we are still sort of in that 4.5 to 5.5% interest rate, depending on what your credit score is, so on and so forth. And if you talk to people, I have learned, who bought homes back in the 80s, they were paying interest rates that were in the teens. I've worked with a member at Community First Credit Union who refinanced with us, who was paying 18% interest at one time. So for that particular member, when we're talking about a 4.5% interest rate, wow, you know, that's really great. But what I'm finding is we have people who have purchased homes more recently within the last few years, and maybe they got a 3.5 or a 3.75% interest rate, and good for them. That's a fantastic interest rate. But what I would tell people, again, is just maintain that perspective. These are still good interest rates. And not only that, but go to a loan officer who can break down what the interest rate actually means to your monthly payment. What does the interest rate actually mean to your 30-year mortgage? I think what we find sometimes, some people get stuck on the interest rate. We call them rate shoppers. And they'll come in and they'll say, well, I can have somebody down the street who's offering me a quarter of a percent lower interest rate. And I don't discourage people from rate shopping, but just keep that big picture perspective and really key into what exactly that interest rate means to your monthly payment and to your loan in the long run. It might not be as big of a difference as you think.
Describe a really good day for you. What does it feel like? What's happened?
That's a great question today, because I'm having one of those days. I just closed a purchase loan for a young family in Lacona. And when I say purchase loan, I kind of work in two different worlds. We have our refinances that I handle refinances, and then I handle purchase loans, people who are purchasing a new home. And this was a young man, I say young, mid-20s. I can't say any names, of course, but he came to me after years of working on his credit, knowing that it wasn't perfect credit, but he had put the effort in to improve his credit to the point where he and his wife and their kids now qualify for a mortgage. And we started the process a little over a month ago, and he was so diligent about getting me any sort of documentation that I needed. He was just wonderful to work with because he was so excited. He's at the end of this, looking at this beautiful home that he's going to get with the wraparound porch. You know, it looks like a home out of a movie. And it wasn't an easy process. There's a lot of hoops to jump through. We would hit a snag, but we were a team. We really became a team. And this morning, in fact, just about an hour ago, he and his wife were in the conference room at the Indianola branch of Community First Credit Union. And we signed all those lovely documents they have to sign at a closing. And in the end, literally handing them the keys to their new house. And oh man, that just feels so good. And right before Christmas, you know, so I asked them, are you gonna have Christmas in your new home? And of course, their minds are racing. They just bought a house, so they didn't even know if they were gonna get a tree up in time. But they talked about how their daughter, they have given her free rein, their 8-year-old daughter, to paint her bedroom. And I said, oh my goodness, you're going to end up with a hot pink bedroom because you have given her that freedom. But what a good feeling to have helped this young couple. And yeah, that's a good day for me. That's a really good day.
Thanks to Amanda Krenz for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com. On demand or for download, just click Radio Plus. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in Marion County is KNIA KRLS.